We live in a world that has engineered boredom almost out of existence, and we might be worse off for it. In this episode, Anton joins Tommy to think through what the Bible says about rest, stillness, and the dangers of a life that is never quiet. Is doing nothing a sin, a gift, or something that depends entirely on what's going on in your heart? This is well worth a conversation. Here is episode 88 of Imprint Out Loud.
Imprint Out Loud is the audio podcast of Imprint, which exists to leave a healthy mark on the church in Africa through trustworthy biblical resources and training of local church leaders.
Hey everyone, welcome to Imprint Out Loud. So we got another question in and I thought it would be good to have a discussion with Anton. Anton, welcome.
Good to be here.
Anton, we got a question with regards to laziness, boredom, maybe. I think there are several words that can describe something of a passivity or just laying around being lazy.
Yeah. If I have any insight into the person who asked the question, I think there was also kind of a positive spin on it. Is there any value in boredom in a frenetic world? It's a helpful topic, I think, to consider, because the fact is that nowadays we really don't have much downtime. If you considered bygone eras where much more time was given to travel on horseback, you didn't have the opportunity to listen to a podcast or to some music or an audiobook. You couldn't watch anything. There was a lot more downtime. And so then you've also got the whole thing of, if you've got kids, it's a constant problem. I'm bored. I think it's a topic worth talking about.
Yeah. So maybe let's start with a positive about what is boredom and how you can positively use boredom. And maybe it's not a good word to use for that kind of thinking. And then we can maybe go to the Bible in saying if it's a bad kind of a thing, like just laziness. So let's go with the first one, a positive spin on it. Why do we need to be in kind of a nothing box? I know all men have a nothing box, but also just the state of being by yourself, maybe be with yourself and your own thoughts. Or nothing really entertaining, because we have so much social media, screens, Netflix, Disney Plus. Yeah, I mean, it's just nonstop. What is positive about just having nothing?
Well, the passage that comes to mind immediately for me is Mark 6:31, where Jesus tells his disciples to come away and rest a while, because it says that many were coming and going and they had no leisure to even rest, even eat. So clearly rest is a good thing. If you look at the Old Testament, you see the number of festivals that Israel had during which rest was mandatory. You weren't allowed to work. Of course, we've got the Sabbath, one day in seven, established in the creation. And so we need rest. I mean, we've got to sleep every night, and sometimes it's quite frustrating because there's so much to do. So clearly we need rest, and that's where I think we shouldn't always see downtime as a negative thing in today's world, because we have so much activity all the time. Perhaps our weakness is going to be largely, you know, are we overstimulating ourselves, over entertaining ourselves? So rest is clearly a good thing. And downtime, and I think a lot of that rest can come in the form of doing nothing.
Yeah, I remember actually having this conversation with you a couple of evenings ago, that I said, I wonder, we see not doing anything as sinful because we're so used to having access to a lot and always doing something. So if there's no work to be done, then we watch something, or we read something, or we listen to something, or we, there's always something to do. And I think the instant gratification culture of drive-through banks, ATMs, it's just Netflix. There's no more adverts to break by getting up, getting something to drink, go back to the couch and watch your series. You can watch 10 episodes at once. And that kind of plays
on double speed.
Yeah, on double speed, yeah. And that kind of fosters this whole thing of, oh, you're lazy because you're not doing anything. Meanwhile, it's because you have so much to do that you think just sitting on the couch with your own thoughts is actually laziness, which it's not.
Yeah, I was humbled a few years ago when I just realized I was actually burning out. And I had to recognize the fact that I'm not Superman, that the Lord has providentially given me limits. I need to sleep a certain number of hours a day. I need to rest.
Mm.
There's just no way to constantly be engaging your mind in activity. And so I think for some people, maybe this can serve as an encouragement to take a break, and particularly to take a break that is not specifically productive in some way, just because that's the limits of being a creature. We're not God.
And I remember, I appreciate what you're saying about burnout. I remember us talking about that I made the comment and said, I wonder, people suffering from burnout, I wonder if it's not because of work, but actually this constant putting stuff in your mind the whole time. And then I mentioned that it's probably 3-4 years ago now, that I deleted all my social media accounts. Now, I don't want to say that to say social media is always bad, but I just personally felt that my social media and my scrolling physically made me tired. So I just deleted it and I'm a little bit less tired. But recently I've discovered that I need to alternate between reading and listening to books, because the listening, the constant thing in my ear, the noise in my ear is actually making me tired, and the reading of the book is better. And that goes for podcasting and radios. So the other day I drove to Sandton for a meeting and I literally just thought, I'm not going to listen to an audiobook. I'm just going to switch off everything except the car.
Yeah.
But I drove in complete silence and it was glorious. I thought about stuff and all of a sudden I was like, I wonder what's my opinion on this, or how's this person doing? And I started praying for them and it was great. It was wonderful, just the silence.
I can't speak for everybody, but I certainly have times where there's literally nothing in my head. It's not often, but there are times when you know, my wife will say, what are you thinking about? And the answer is honestly nothing. So, yeah, I don't know if that's an experience that all people have or need. But, yeah, I know certainly my brain occasionally needs that.
Yeah. Maybe now we can finish the thought on, if you swing it the other way around, so boredom or just stuck with your own thoughts. You mentioned something about your nothing box. But that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, I think so. Just embracing your creatureliness. But then there's the danger of the modern Eastern thinking of emptying yourself.
Mm.
Which I think is dangerous. I don't see that in scripture. I mean, we're called to meditate, but we meditate on the law of the Lord. Think of Psalm 1 verse 2, the righteous man meditates on the law of the Lord day and night.
Mm.
So I think we need to also be careful of embracing worldliness in the process of getting away from the busy, frenetic activity. So it's good not to be frenetic. It's good to remember that you're just a man or a woman.
Mm.
But it's also not a good thing to be in neutral all the time.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I just on that, I don't think we ever in neutral. That's the problem. So we tend to think we're in neutral and we're resting, meanwhile lying on the couch watching 12 episodes of whatever it is, or just sleeping for 12 hours a day. But we're resting. But that's the opposite of what we're just saying, that the boredom can be something of, and then even the attitude of, I'm bored. Meanwhile, yeah, it's because you're not being entertained.
Yeah. I think of Psalm 141, which says, do not let my heart incline to any evil, to busy myself with wicked deeds. The fact is, we have to remember our hearts are inclined toward evil. And so if we just take our hands off the steering wheel, things are not going to head in the right direction. We're called to have self-control. We're called to meditate on the Lord and on His goodness. And so if we don't do that, if we don't make use of the means of grace, naturally things tend toward evil.
Yeah. I'm just reminded of 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18, where it basically encourages praying continually and being thankful, which fills the heart with purpose. So I do think if we do have downtime, and like you said, we fill ourselves with the truth, we will have purpose in life. We will go and do something productive for the glory of God, even if it's like cutting grass, or you serving your family, or you doing something that enhances your spiritual walk or relationally with someone else. Or that's kind of where we're getting to.
I think it's the doctrine of God's sovereignty is hugely encouraging to me, and that is just to also embrace what He providentially sends your way. So you'll have times where providentially you're stuck in a line, not to let that eat you up, but to say, well, Lord, you've put me here, you know, what is it that you want me to do? Take that opportunity to pray or meditate or clutch out. Yeah, because there's, as we mentioned earlier, there's these two ditches we can fall into. And the one is we're just lazy. The other is that we're so focused on redeeming the time that we're actually living in our own strength. We're trying to just be busy, which is also, it's not helpful. I think the Lord often keeps us in a place where we need Him, where we're dependent on Him. He doesn't need us. He's graciously given us the opportunity to be used by Him, but we can only be used by Him as we recognize that without Him we can do nothing.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. And we don't want to put parameters necessarily like, oh, you can't watch anything, or you can't.
No.
That's not what we're saying, but you need to find for you, for yourself, those parameters, like you said, that if you start being selfish, and I think that's where the complaining starts to come in, which this 1 Thessalonians is talking about. You just be thankful. Be thankful that you can watch something and there's nothing more serious to do. But if there is something else, then do that rather than selfishly binge watch or something like that. Yeah.
So be wary of the fact that idleness can allow your heart opportunity to do what it wants to do, or your flesh. But then also rest in the Lord's providence and don't try to do what you weren't designed to do. Which is, as you mentioned, you know, sometimes just a variety is going to be helpful. Sometimes you'll be active, you're mowing the lawn, but it's not mentally active, which I've always found really helpful in terms of my rest on one day of the week, is what am I doing every day, and how can I spend this day a little differently?
Yeah.
And so for some people who they're doing a intellectual job or a mental data-driven job, they might want to do something physical. For them, that's rest. Yeah. For someone who works in gardens every day, for them to read a book is rest. So I think we need to have a look at the circumstances we have and be wise.
Yeah, I was thinking of 2 Thessalonians 3:11, where it's like just saying, For we hear that some among you are leading an undisciplined life, doing no work at all, but acting like busybodies. So that's kind of a, like, you're not doing anything, but you are doing something.
Yeah.
So I wonder if laziness in that sense actually leads to sinfulness. So that's where we need to guard. Rest is good, as we said, as we started off with. But then where's that balance of, hey, this is tending towards laziness or busybodiness in actually doing some sins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
First Matriarchs 2:17, the devil finds work for idle hands.
That's good. Yeah. Any last thoughts on that, Anton?
No, I don't think I've got anything else to say. I just think it's something worth considering.
Yeah.
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 Where do you fall on that spectrum?
Yeah. And have conversations with people. And I think the Lord's given us a good conscience in the Spirit to help us figure these things out and cut out and add maybe. And there's nothing wrong to have some quiet time with your own thoughts.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks, Anton. Thanks, everyone. If you have any questions, send them in and we can discuss them and hear what the Bible says about some of the answers to your questions. Till next time.
Help further the work of Imprint by sharing this podcast with someone who might benefit from it or by rating and reviewing it in your favorite podcast catcher. Visit imprinton.org for more resources and information about the ministry.